Today's episode is brought to you by Auto Gems, a detailer's best friend.
I fucking love JTM!
Hello. Morning.
Hola.
Who's that?
Oh, he's here.
It's Josh is here.
Oh.
Hey, everybody.
Nice of you to join us.
I know. I feel like I've been here for fucking ages.
I feel like you haven't.
You're only last one that I weren't here for.
You're like second ash to me now.
Fuck off. It were only last one that I weren't
who?
Here for.
I've exactly.
Only
who?
I've only listened to Mondays today.
Have you?
Yeah, I've just caught up with it. He was fucking
when he's not on, he's
dissing
not
me, crying, and I'm not fucking ringing him.
Oh, yeah.
They were crying that I'm not ringing him. It's two-way street, mate.
It's
two-way fucking street.
Yeah.
You got one that's fucking left me.
Phones work both ways,
that's
don't
it,
they?
Yeah. God damn.
He's a fucking cunt, that ass.
I've just noticed you've got scampi fries on thing. Seen that advert doing rounds.
The one that Sean shared, or the fake fishy fingers.
We should do like a recreation.
Me and Dan have got an idea of a promotional video that we're doing.
Yeah,
we can't talk about it, but something will be coming.
That's all right.
And it'll be nice. I'll obviously tell you.
Can you also consider doing the car wash?
Oh yeah, well,
a few people have gone, oh my god, you have got to do that, it's so fucking funny.
That is another one in the pipeline.
Yeah,
that one and this one is the one's a promotional video, which is going to be a good one, and that's like a comedic video,
the car wash thing, just for our own amusement.
It were,
as much as anything, it'll be just,
it was fucking hilarious when we were on about it.
Do you know
so
what,
just the thought of it was so funny.
That was genuinely one of our funniest episodes that
it
we've were done
good one,
and
it?
I was pissing
well, you see, that's right, it's because I were on it. Funny
oh,
guy.
Blow
funny
your old trumpet. Fucking hell.
No, it was a good one, though.
It was
a particularly funny one.
But yeah, because we've been CBing and stuff like that, and fucking having to talk to Ash all the time.
He's a very needy cunt, isn't he?
So I've not really been listening to anything at all.
No.
I find myself sat in car driving home listening to CB app. If I'm done early and I'm at home doing nothing, I'll just have it on, just listening to what's happening. That's my FOMO kicking in. That I can't miss notes.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know what to say. Oh, I'm losing it. Turn it off.
Yeah. When a picture fucking comes on ADOCB
on Discord
his Discord, yeah. I look at it and go, oh, what's that mean?
Missed out.
What does that mean? I don't know what that is.
So yeah, we've got a section on as Discord which refers to chatting on the CB. It's as discussed on CB, so things get put in there.
Yeah,
and Josh is obviously getting FOMO.
If I'm missing out, I need it on.
Just start putting random photos on just to make other people go, when were they talking about that? Why is there a blow up sheep on that photo
random.
There? What's happening?
That would be funny. That
yeah.
But forget everybody's like, oh, you need to make another group. You need to make another chat. I forget how many chats there's too many chats.
What do we need another chat?
Channels,
aren't
there?
What were it channel. For? Yeah, yeah. How many channels there's too many channels.
Well, it's a good idea, though, because if you're posting pictures or videos of certain themes, they have their own place, and that's great.
It does, yeah.
If you don't want to see that, it's there. But then,
If it's not going to be chatted about all the time, it doesn't need a channel, does it? You just stick it in general, and then
general.
It just goes, flies through, doesn't it?
Any old shit.
Posse.
I can't remember what it were, though.
I remember it in conversation, but I can't remember what it...
No. I had that loads of times. And
conversation
like,
moves on so quickly anyway.
Yeah. Oh, nothing infuriates me more. Like, I thought Call of Duty made me angry, but that fucking app, when you're trying to get a key in, and it's just going, because somebody's talking, and you're going, trying to guess when they're going to finish talking.
And when you get on,
so
you're
fucking
like,
angry.
You get on, you're like... Don't fucking know now.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
Some people have a lot to say, don't they?
Yeah. Which makes your mindset fuck off elsewhere and you've lost it.
That's it, yeah. So many times and I'm getting angrier and angrier pressing it. And sometimes I just end up going like, on my phone.
Yeah.
Like, trying to get it. And then sometimes I'll get it, but I'll let it go because I'll be angry. Like, fuck. It's gone.
And then you realise while you're sat on your break, you actually needed to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Or you're
like,
sat there.
Oh, fuck, I'm 45 minutes in and now I've got to
crack on now, and I've missed out.
I know, but start... I've had a super steady week.
Oh,
like I've had they've been quite average days. They're not like early finishers, but they've been quite average days. A lot of it's spent at fucking Wabtec, which I don't want to talk about because
Shouldn't mention who they are. Then you can just say talk about how terrible they are without naming them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. They are poo.
Terrible. It's a terrible setup.
It is. Well, they've decided that they want to give us booking times, but not told any other cunt what time we're booked in for, other than us.
Yeah.
You're booked in for 10 o'clock, but we'll not tell Gatehouse and we'll not tell Goods in. So then you get there and they go, "No, you're not booked in."
Yeah. I'm booked in. Yeah, you are. Yeah. What time? I'm not telling you.
Just to dangle a carrot in front of you, they go, "Oh, well, if you were booked in, you'd have had priority and you could have just drove around all these that are parked here."
Oh, mate, I'm booked in. Cheers, mate.
I am booked in. It says 10 o'clock there. Yeah, but it's not on our system.
Yeah, but you're not booked in.
So now I'll sit fifth in queue.
That kind of defeats the object of being booked in.
Exactly.
You've got to get booked in.
So and then I didn't end up getting back to tip what I'd gone and tipped and reloaded.
Maybe you would have done if you didn't go this way. You were sat in traffic outside here.
A1 was fucked. And M18 were fucked as well. And it was showing some country lane up there. But I obviously know I can't go up there. I turned up here. Fucking roadworks. Dog shit.
Dog shit.
But as soon as you threw that, straight on.
Is this all roadworks further down on the same road?
On this one here. I came through here.
Near Askin, last time I went that way.
Oh, no, they were
not
a big
old chunk of roadworks.
No.
Halfway there.
So then because I didn't get back to tip, I had to take him in morning. So I was like, right, I'm going to get there early because I know he starts at 5, kid. So I'm like, I'll get there for 6 o'clock.
Really?
He starts at 5, yeah. But if you're going into tip, you can be in there for 5:30. So I gets there at 5 to 6, something like that. Johnny Foreigner in front of me.
Do you think Johnny gets everywhere, doesn't he?
I know. He does. Oh, wait, same bloke.
He fucking takes him onto loading area. Goods him like, "Oh, we don't know what you want." So I had to wait in bay one for him to finish, even though he didn't know what he wanted.
Were we booked in?
I've no idea.
Oh, fuck's sake.
So, while they don't know what he wants, why don't they just go, right,
exactly,
you back down there, clear this
spot.
That's
what they don't do, though, is it?
Jesus, it's
so you just have to sit there looking at this empty truck with nothing happening, thinking, you're just going to lift these off. It'll take you 5 minutes. Which it did, taking 5 minutes.
And then
minutes.
That bloke eventually comes out when he's looking and he walks around scratching his head
his head and his belly.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my
waddling
fucking
around
God.
Yard
like,
you're scratching
really,
your head now.
I know,
you look
I were fuming. I were proper fuming.
Carry on.
What did you just fucking say?
I said you look like him. Scratch because you were scratching your head. Oh no, I didn't mean because he's a fat bastard. No, you're not, though, are you?
Yeah,
how? £16, I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
That's over a stone, mate.
I know it is, yeah.
You shouldn't be weighing yourself anyway, you should be measuring yourself.
I should be measuring myself, but I didn't measure myself in the beginning.
But don't keep measuring that bit, that won't get any smaller.
No, it won't.
Because once you're so small,
What were we were on about on fucking Discord over there, and they were like, they were on about getting a fat bastard. And they were like, well, you know when you've got a fat bastard when you can't see your knob anymore. And I was like, what if it's your belly that's not issue? What if, like, your belly's not the issue that you can't
see
your knob?
You just can't see it. I've got a washboard stomach, but I still can't see it.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's like a little bit bigger than a micro penis.
No, just have a
seat. If it does job.
If does job, yeah.
You know, it's fine, isn't it? Yeah.
Does job fucking plenty.
Does it?
Yeah, plenty, yeah.
Nice.
Just sit down, Wheeze. That's the answer.
So, yeah, I feel like I've not been here for fucking ages.
Yeah, same here.
But I have only missed one record, but I've had like a few Mondays off, so I've been taking advantage of having Mondays off and working Saturdays, you see.
Been working so this Saturday, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I had a Monday off at Super Bowl, which were obviously a few weeks ago now, which is first Super Bowl that I've had off, like, to stay up and watch.
Waste of time.
Yeah, well, it were. But then
it's a good show, though, eh?
Because fucking Wobbly Gob is a 49ers fan, it sort of made me hate 49ers. So I'm like, right, we need
him?
Chiefs. No, I don't hate
I
him.
I know,
yeah. We need...
Bit of friendly rivalry.
Kept going on about, oh, we're winning this, it's fucking ours, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know how you can talk about we're, like, it's your team when the other side of the world...
It's your adopted team, isn't it?
It's
there's a lot... There's a lot of UK people that will follow a team over here.
Fucking
and
sheeps.
You would follow a team over here, wouldn't you, if we fucking had one? Mm. Made me laugh at end of it, how they were like, can Kansas City... spoiler, if nobody's watched it. Kansas City Chiefs are the world champions. They're not, though, are they?
World.
world that doesn't leave US.
It's like baseball, they call it the World Series, don't they?
Yeah, it's
like,
not though, is it?
Mm. So I've never seen it.
Well, I stayed up, and it's like 11:30 kickoff, something like that. So I was like, that's all right, I'll be in bed for three.
Give over, it didn't finish until about
fucking hell.
17.
Well, it went into overtime, didn't it? Went into overtime at 4:00. I'm like, just I don't care who wins, just let somebody win, I don't care.
I used to stay up and watch it, and I never used to have time off, didn't you? Not fall asleep.
No, I stayed awake, and I didn't even have a nap beforehand either. Stayed awake, so I was like, I said to Lisa, I was like, I'll be fine, I'll get up at like 8:30, I'll take it to work. But then I got in at like 5:00, and I'm like, I've got home a lot later than I thought, don't wake me up.
Did you watch it out, like?
I stayed at our Ben's, yeah. Well, I went to our Ben's and watched it, and then drove home after.
I usually used to do it staying up drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I always fell asleep.
I would like coffee and chicken wings and fucking ribs, and that were like a cheat night, that.
Bit American, that.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah, we went, like, yeah. We had pizza, nachos, chicken wings, ribs, yeah. All that sort of stuff. They were only me and him. I was like, you do know that you're cooking way too much food. And he's like, we'll be all right. It's a good excuse to have. Yeah. And then I got home, and then I woke up at like 10:30 because I don't want to stay in bed too late because I've got work next day. So you don't want to like proper mess your body clock up. So I got up at like 10:30 and kids were at school. Lisa were at work. I'm like, great. Downstairs, cup of coffee, PlayStation on.
Naked.
No, not quite. But and then that was it. That was my day then. So and then that made me free to work another weekend. So I worked next one. But and then what did I have this Monday? Oh, we went to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Had a nice Why? Time. Lisa originally booked it for like near her birthday, but her birthday is the worst possible day in the entire year.
Isn't it like 3rd of Jan or
4th of January? 4th of Jan.
Yeah.
Which is usually a day when everybody goes back to work. So nobody's partying, nobody's drinking, nobody's spending any money. Nobody does anything on Lisa's birthday.
So what do you do in Liverpool then?
We originally went for like just all city stuff, museums, like do all Beatles tour, all that sort of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Until
what's Goodison Park like?
I didn't go Goodison Park.
Oh come on, you missed the best bit of show.
Fuck off! It's fucking disgusting around here.
I didn't go either at football grounds, to be fair. But we were going to go and do all museums and that. This was in January
you
when
seen
she
that
booked
mural
it
on the wall on that side of the house on your way to Goodison Park.
No,
Paddy the Baddy. Seeing in that MMA fight and then that female MMA fight
as well.
Jeez, it's a pretty big thing inside of his house.
I didn't see it. But we did. We were supposed to go in January, but because it's fucking January and everybody's skin and overtime were like completely dried up.
I didn't do any agency work.
I didn't have any from November till end of January.
Yeah, me neither.
So I were absolutely skinned. So I was like, we're going to have to move this Liverpool trip. Because I owed my mate £100 for tyres on car. I'm like, I can't go to Liverpool but owe my mate £100.
No, that's...
So I paid him and I was like, we're going to have to move it.
You're getting better with money then, aren't you?
Yeah, loads better. Like, unbelievably better. But we moved it to...
That sounded right, Patrick.
This weekend,
sorry,
that we've just got.
You're doing really well with your money.
It is right, though. It is right. We are a lot better. But we moved it to now. And even still, I was like, I could do without going, to be fair. Like, I don't really want to spend money.
It's the unseen... things you spend money on.
Exactly.
And you
think,
well, that's going to cost me this much. Yeah. It's going to cost me this much to get there and stay there and stuff. Yeah. But then there's the other £200 you spend on just
eating
coffees
out
and food and drinks and
luckily, weekends like pick back up again. So I says, if I work this weekend, we'll go. Because it was one of them on booking.com where you can cancel like right up to day. So.
You've worked either side of it now, haven't you? So
yeah, either side, so it's fine. But we got there and we were like, right, what museum can we go to? We were like really close to. Is it World History Museum, something like that? And then Lisa went online, and all Liverpoolian museums had gone on strike for 8 weeks. So they were all shut.
Well done for doing your research before going.
So did you get trained to
Blackpool then and do something there?
No, so we literally like walked around Old Town, right docks.
Because there's like an impressive slavery museum and stuff like that, isn't there?
There's all sorts of museums. Yeah, there's loads there.
Did you not find the Water Comedy Club?
No, I were going to, but they wouldn't have been interested in even walking up there, so I didn't bother.
Did you take kids as well?
Yeah, me, Lisa, and kids. It were all of us like...
I thought it was just you and Lisa.
If it were just me and Lisa, like we'd have gone to just bars on docks and stuff
for
like
a mucky
that,
night.
Yeah. Mm. Stayed in that Shankly.
Oh, yeah, lovely hotel.
Saw pictures. It's got some mad rooms in there. One at Sweets has got 12 double beds and a swimming pool.
Yeah, there were a telly show of them
you don't want to be
out
in there.
And that.
You wouldn't want to go.
That's not a pool you'd want to be in.
No. Blacklight.
I think it's for like end parties and stuff like that, but I mean, even still, you know, it's not a pool you want to be in.
What happens in Liverpool stays in Liverpool.
That's right? It. I mean, our room were nice. It had two double beds in it, a jacuzzi bath.
Oh, nice.
Which, I mean, I hated having baths, but now I've only got quite a small bath. I shower all the time. So it would be nice to like get in a bath.
Yeah.
One that I can actually lay in.
Better than getting in one we got rugby lads, I suppose, into it, yeah.
Well, I don't mind them either.
All that mud and jizz and stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind all that either, so.
Floaty pubes.
Yeah, so I had that
I
one
I do
off.
Like a bath, you know.
Like a bath. I you know what, every now and again I like, especially when I've been and played rugby.
Do you know sometimes when you've had a long day and you just think, I don't know, just a bit, do you know what? I'm going to have a bath.
Ooh, I'd love a nice suit.
So I'm a red hot bath, bubble bath and everything.
I get in. I just get
honestly,
in a shower.
Candles at lot.
I don't do candles, but I just
like whale noises.
Prop my phone up on the side, and I'll just stick Netflix or YouTube.
I
on
get
it
in shower.
Have a red hot bath.
Kerry gets in bath, and then she'll not forget that I'm in shower, but she'll forget I'm in shower.
It's like farting
and turn tap on.
Oh.
So it'll starve. It either fucking scalds me or fucking freezes me, depending if it picks up that low pressure. I don't fucking know.
No,
fucking
don't know
that's
how
terrible.
Because sometimes you can get in ours and tap will go on and it's fine, and then other times tap will go on and you're like, it's fucking horrible.
It's so, not it.
That was my other Monday off. So and then this weekend I was like, oh, I'll not be able to work next because I've worked this one. But and then I've finished that early that I'll still get a 45 off.
Oh, that's so good then, isn't it?
So it's best if I pick it up next weekend because and then it puts me on opposite weekends to pod record and then I'm not going to be missing no more.
Yeah, I've done a few ages.
Just commitments, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah.
Where I've had a 45 off. And
yeah.
You just like...
Well, this is the first time I've done that.
Happy days.
Because usually I'm not with them, but...
Nah, sure. Just a single...
Just a single JD, delivery. That's
happy
it.
Days.
Straight JD.
Do we need a break?
No?
No.
Straight is it out Manchester? Right.
Rochdale.
Yeah, same place.
And if you get over there early enough, there's no traffic on 62. Yeah. It's bloody lovely. And it's right nice out today as well.
It's a nice... It's chilly, but
you
it's a nice sunny day,
on,
isn't
it?
I've had them on, yeah.
Blue sky.
And then when roads are wet and all the sun's shining off it. It's a fucking nightmare.
It's nice to still see you in shorts and t-shirts, though.
All year round, mate.
Dickhead.
All year round. Even the other day when it were absolutely fucking bouncing down. I was like, I still had them on. But then I just
like a poster.
Chucked my waterproof overalls on, yeah.
You're just a poser.
You saw me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Saw me in my big waterproof overalls.
Like a big baby grow.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Like a big baby grow.
Big.
It's only for that, is there?
Because you're tall.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
Broad shoulders.
Keeps doing this to me all the time.
No, because if it were on a baby, it'd look horrendous. So, obviously, yeah. It's fitting. It's a big baby grow.
It's nice, a bit baggy. A bit baggy now.
It did look baggy.
Oh, quite pleased.
You're lying, I ate saggy arse.
Because...
Like when a baby's done a shit and it's all like
yeah,
a big...
Yeah. just like... Just big,
that's what it looks like.
On it's like swinging between the legs.
Yeah.
Great fucking plastic coveralls. I won't be able to wear them.
Chucking it down, though.
I know.
It were a fucking proper wet...
Was that my break?
So
was that my day I were brought down?
That was the day you were brought down, yeah.
When
you
hours.
Literally came in and moved it from bay 15 to bay 9 or whatever.
7 hours.
So what were wrong with it? A cable from starter motor?
Yeah. I got in.
What, it just fallen off?
Corroded. I got in to do two loads of sleepers from one place to the next and then load again for London.
Yeah.
So I got in at like 7:30, 7 o'clock, jumped in, fucking nothing. All power came on, full battery, everything. No.
So
fucking,
it. Oh, no. That's weird, that, isn't
it? Yeah. It's just not sparking then.
Yeah, it weren't. It must have fucking corroded and come away.
Oh,
it happened to me on A1, didn't it?
Yeah,
but
I
it must have still
that.
Been on last fucking.
Oh, that time legs. It refused to start.
Yeah.
Not
imagine if it had done that on the fucking A1.
Not had that with me Scania.
Imagine if you'd have done that.
Not had that with me Scania. You'd have been sat in middle lane with hazards on just on your phone.
Imagine. I just sat in there and messed around with my speaker volume on my fucking steering, my multifunctional steering
yeah,
wheel
yeah.
and flicked through all my menus.
Yeah.
Got some drink out of my fridge and fucking watched Netflix.
Did ya?
Through my Bluetooth.
Can't imagine if you were halfway
system.
Back from Scotland when you were down to
terrible,
Wake,
wasn't it?
And that happened.
That would have been bad.
Another
that,
7 hours at Silent Road.
I couldn't believe fucking it hell. When I was like, I looked at Fine Friends and
you
were like
day.
Fucking miles away at 1 o'clock.
It were.
I'm like, who the?
It were a long un.
I had a look at 6 o'clock to see where they were and they weren't even back on the A1.
No, they were on 66, I think, when
yeah.
I looked, yeah.
It were.
I felt
yeah,
it was to Barnard Castle.
A good day.
We must have looked about the same time.
Yeah.
Upsetting, but
it is upsetting.
It happens to all of us. Well, yeah. Maybe not as bad as that, but we do get as late Fridays smooth, every now and again, don't we?
We can't complain.
It made me laugh when I said, "Oh, I've figured your Monday off," and Ash were like, "Why?"
Right. It's just a normal day for you.
Yeah, well, that's your fucking choice, innit? Part time, us, mate. Part time.
Fuck you, chose that life. That life didn't choose you.
Live and die by the sword.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Well, he's sat in his lay-by watching telly on his thing, drinking his coffee from his coffee machine.
Big captain's chair and that. Yeah. Scumbag.
Yeah, but.
Absolute scumbag.
Not for me.
No. When we went to Liverpool and we were like struggling for stuff to do because we were walking around shops and
can't believe you didn't do your research.
These are the same fucking shops as well. It research were done first, but then when it come to moving the weekend, it was sort of well, we're not free until that weekend, so it's going to have to be that one.
So why are all the museums closed then?
I don't know. I didn't look as to why they're on strike. I was like wankers messing up my weekend, so. We ended up walking around shops, but and then you end up just walking around the same fucking shops as that's here.
Yeah, like you're in Meadowhall.
Like, yeah, there's no
difference.
Did you go
to Liverpool One, the shopping?
It's like thing. The centre thing, yeah.
It gets shit, doesn't it?
Proper shit. So and then I was spending money I didn't want to spend because kids were like, oh, let's go in this shop. So it was a bit of a fucking ball ache. And I was like, well, I'd rather just go on front, like on docks and that, and walk down to a nice cafe or something. Like that.
Uncle's Docks.
We went to where Liver Building is. Like, what actually is Liver Building? What is it?
Government, it's like just, business centre.
Just government.
It's
just government.
No, it's like a business centre. It's
know.
Got loads of different companies in
has it.
Has it? Yeah.
Well, Liverpool was a huge docks place, weren't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, back in the day, it was probably a big business centre from all the
shipping companies. Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, I read up the thing about the link to Titanic. Because Titanic were never out of Liverpool, never went to Liverpool, but the company that owned the Titanic were based in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. What company was it?
White Star.
Yeah, that's the one. White Star. They were in Liverpool. And then I was just looking
they
at all these buildings.
They now make like cider.
Cider. Yeah.
Do they? Well, is that the same company?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah, just
yeah,
fucking
same
sure. Yeah, yeah,
like, sure. Oh, we've gone to shit here. Let's just start making
makes
cider.
Makes you sink to new lows. Drink a bottle of that and you sink to a new low.
Yeah.
How about okay, we just sell
funny.
Really cheap
funny,
cider
that,
for hobos? Boom. There you go.
I know. But it just made me look. I looked at that building and I was like, what a fucking impressive building. But then I just started walking around looking at all these buildings and architecture that...
Massive buildings.
We've not really got in Sheffield. There's a few buildings that are like it, but nothing like that. Mm. So and then I started looking at like what were nearby, like these impressive buildings. Went to Liverpool Cathedral. I don't think I've ever been to a fucking cathedral that big. Not in it anyway.
Yeah.
It was fucking huge. You'd fit Sheffield one inside it.
Dude. I went to Durham Cathedral on a school trip.
Did you?
Oh, when I was at primary Cathedral. School.
I did a Battle of Britain parade around Durham Cathedral.
Did you? Well, we went in, and I was like, fuck it, I'm like, how's it so big? Like, cause it's all, there's no in middle. Like, you expect like a wall or a
pillar.
Some sort of pillar or something, just holding it middle up, and it's just like arched over, holding itself up. I'm like, fucking hell. So then I was
it's
like,
called science, that.
I know, yeah. So then we were looking at it, and I said to one of the women, I said, can you go up in tower? She's like, yeah, you can. How much do you think it worth for a family of four to go up to the top of tower in cathedral?
You like
well,
to think about...
God in it, so it should be free.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. A
couple of quid each.
20 quid. 20 quid for us to get to the top. And I'm like, what's there? She's like, you just walked to the top. There's like a woman sat there, an aerial. And you could just look out. That's it. I'm like, fuck's sake. But there were no else for us to do. So I'm like, right. I'd have made a donation on the thing anyway. So I was like, well, I may as well just pay it 20 quid. Paid 20 quid, went up there. Two lifts, 108 stairs. Got to the top, I was like, fucking knackered now.
Have a minute up there.
Yeah, but it was windy as. But you can see the entire city. Somebody said you could see Blackpool on a good day.
You probably can. Yeah, gem def.
But you really wouldn't want to though, would you?
No. You don't want to see Blackpool when you're in the fucking place.
Shit, it stinks. It's probably smelled Blackpool on a good day.
Hate the place. Hate fucking Blackpool.
Fucking, I hate Blackpool as well.
It's full of clampets. I'm sorry if you're a listener and you live in Blackpool.
You'd probably agree.
Move.
But, yeah.
A few years ago we went to Blackpool, quite a long time ago actually, and
I think that was last time we went.
We went to do the illuminations, you drive around. That. Oh, I hated it.
Just get annoyed sat in the fucking traffic.
So, and then afterwards, it's like, you're just thinking about it, thinking, I willingly and chose to get into a traffic jam. Yeah. Right? Stop, start, bumper to bumper traffic jam.
Pricks coming to your windows.
To look at lights.
Trying to sell your spinny lights and shit.
And you're
fuck
like,
off.
Why did I do that?
It's had its day though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's very stuck in 80s, isn't it?
It needs a few quid chucking at it, doesn't it?
It is fucking good, awful.
Needs a good sweep and clean up. It is a dirt. It
needs modernising. It's a shithole.
Knock the cunt down. Sorry, Blackpoolian. I'm knocking it down. I'm knocking that place down.
But at the top of Liverpool Cathedral, we're just fucking mega. Like, you could see everything. And then we just fucking come back down and walk back down to town, and we were like, oh, what do we do now?
Oh, walk fucking around here. Uh-huh. Oh, there's no up here. We'll turn back around and go there.
I know, but it was nice to be away, though. You know, just like have a bit of a break away from home.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So it weren't as good as what it could have been, but it was better than being sat at home.
Fair enough.
You know, the seven P's. Proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
Yeah.
You should have thought about that.
I should have done, but like I said, we did plan a proper weekend for January, but had to move it. And when we moved it, it was a case of, it's going to have to be that weekend.
Yeah.
So, it's just how it was sometimes, isn't it?
There oh, well, shappens.
Isn't it? Shappens, yeah.
Shappens.
Quite often.
Well. So, what do you think to your Volvos now you've had a good few weeks in them?
Still happy with it. I know that you pick up on the fucking speed, but fucking...
Because I had a day in it.
You're only getting somewhere an extra fucking five minutes before us.
I was getting wound up when I was fucking on WhatsApp because you weren't listening to what I was saying.
Oh, we were listening.
You weren't listening because it weren't about...
It's just jealousy. You're just a green monster.
It weren't about...
So jealous.
Getting
so
somewhere sad. Quicker.
Such a jelly belly.
It weren't about getting somewhere
I don't mean
quicker.
You were jelly belly. I mean
it weren't
you were
about
jealous.
Getting somewhere quicker.
It is.
It isn't
it's
at all.
It's just jealousy.
It's not the top speed and it's not the... I don't mind travelling at 53. Don't bother me.
Go on, what is it then?
You're calm. You just chilled in first lane then. You
what is it then?
It's the loss of power on hills.
Yeah, but...
You shouldn't be dropping down to 35 mile an hour on a motorway just because truck won't fucking gear down.
I'm over that now.
I am.
It's wank. It's proper shit.
But then...
But it's...
Dan was saying when he was getting fucking... People calling him a wanker and that. You're aggravating everybody around you.
He's asked us what we thought and then he's going to talk and he can't even say.
It fucking annoyed me.
Well, fuck him. Yeah, we can be wankers, but we're comfortable wankers.
The answer is it's great. The Volvos, new to us Volvos, are better in every... nearly every way.
Yeah, I don't think you can say every way.
Comfortability, drivability, yeah, it does. The power.
No, the performance of it. It's the performance I was getting down to. Yeah, Dan were like, it's not performance though, is it? Yeah, it is.
The absolute worst thing is it's locked in eco mode. So when you've got loads of weight on, you're going uphill, it will not drop down until lost loads of speed, which is annoying and frustrating.
Which
but
nine times out of ten is too late.
It's far too late. I feel like it knocks you out of thingy before ill too early.
It
well.
Does because that's that intelligent driving, where it speaks to other Volvos in area. That
and
it
downloads the route, and it'll go. Oh, so
yeah, but them other
the
Volvos
last person that
might
came
not
over
be locked
here.
In fucking eco mode.
They might not be, but they know that an hill's coming up, so it cuts you off before top
probably
of hill.
It
so
cuts
you
off too early.
So
it
what
does,
we,
it does, but it is what it is.
We have to cancel cruise anyway because of our. The way our telematics is set up, we need to cancel the cruise control to maximise your coasting, not on cruise control. So you just press resume, get to the top of the hill, and then cancel it again, don't you?
Yeah.
You just know how to work it. And
I weren't saying that my Scania is better.
Oh, you are.
I weren't. That's not what I was saying at all. I was saying the fact that they've been companied.
The fact that they've been companied.
They fuck something good, yeah.
Yeah, but the truck is so good anyway. It's so comfortable.
Yeah,
so
I understand that, and I'm not saying that the shit for that. I was saying the performance of them is shit. They shouldn't do what they do.
They shouldn't, but they do.
But our Scanias were like that way back when, and we had nearly 6 years of dealing with that. So I think I've already gone back to.
Yeah, but I felt like the Scania still did it better than that does.
I don't give a shit. It's so comfortable. I've got...
Let's just not talk about
dead comfy leather seats.
I understand that.
It's
heated. You know what? I might be going up a hill at 35 mile an hour, but I'll just sit back, I'll turn the volume up on my steering wheel if I'm feeling a bit risky, which I don't, obviously. I can reach for my fridge and get a cold beverage out and drink that while I'm going up this hill at 35 miles an hour.
Well, you need all that lot while you're sat at these sites getting loaded and tipped, don't you?
Yeah. It's so comfy, though. Such and the life. Bed's comfy.
Well, let's not just talk about it, then.
The bed's wider. It's loads bigger as well.
It's wider, isn't it? Unaccepting to debate. What do you think to the new one?
What do you mean about debate?
You think to the new one? Like, I was just debating whether they're better or not.
Oh, we've told you the better. Things,
but, well, that's fine then. That's all right. We'll just leave it alone.
No,
what do you think? What do you think?
I
want to
talk about
one?
How good it is first.
New what?
The new Volvo 786.
I don't know about it.
Have you seen it though?
Nah, it's just.
You've not seen it.
It's just another truck to me, I guess.
Oh, fucking hell!
Just a truck with wheels.
They've done an aero version.
Oh, if you had one, it'd be fucking best thing in the world, wouldn't it?
You know about the new. The new next restyle version.
I don't know if it's called a V6 because. Yours is V4, isn't it?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a version 4.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, and then the new one, like Ashes, is a V5.
Oh, nonce.
Yeah, that's a V5. So then this new Aero, which isn't replacing.
It's a chocolate bar.
They're just a. It's just like a. It's the same lorry.
They're just painted grill.
It's a little bit
they
different.
They haven't adjusted it all.
Well, that's the difference between ours and 5. They just painted grilled, didn't they?
With these new ones. There's been a recent change to the, you know, like the rules surrounding how big the trucks are. You know, like the dimensions are capped, aren't they? They couldn't be so wide and high and tall and whatever. There's been an adjustment, like, you know, the EU, whatever. It's like
guidelines. The regs that they've got to stick to.
There's been an adjustment where they can be a bit bigger, a bit longer.
I think, isn't that what the XG Plus has done?
Possibly, yeah. In fact, they will
the
have taken
into bigger
that.
One, weren't it?
But what Volvo, I think, have done is instead of, because they haven't changed the cab, because obviously that's like the fixed point, isn't it? And it costs a lot of money to reconfigure that. What they've done is they've used the ability to add some extra length to it, but on the front of
I'd
it.
I love a bit of extra
for aerodynamic reasons. So that's the aero version. So it's a little bit longer at the front. Just to push the air around the front
Volvo's
of it.
Most powerful.
And then they've binned
it?
Off the mirrors, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got the cameras and stuff. Oh. Everybody's getting these.
So that's why it looks different with a different front bit. You don't have to have it like that. That's okay.
Yeah, well, that's the aero version, isn't it? Yeah. But that's the one that they brought out. And I thought it was just a concept picture when I saw it.
All right, and it's not.
No, it's the real deal.
It looks.
I'm hoping they'll have one at Truckfest on Volvo stand so that we can go and have a look.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Go and have a look at that.
I'll let you go and look at that.
You'll fucking come along. I'm upset about Truckfest.
Oh, because
of the whole sleeping over situation. And it's really upset me and it's going to affect my time there.
You
won't sleep in a tent?
It's company, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
We need to figure out what we're doing because we haven't really properly put our heads together to decide how we're going to...
Captain's gone now, though, isn't he? So I can't really figure it out, but...
Yeah, we need to make some decisions.
We do need to make some decisions because there was that whole thing of
we're committed to going, but we don't.
We're definitely going,
but we haven't figured out the logistics.
We are definitely going,
but we're just not allowed to take us lorries now.
No, which is fucking upset me because our
to be fair though, it was always going to be.
Our manager said we could, and then just at last minute he went, just check my insurance, and then they went.
It's kind of a good reason. Good job he did, isn't it? Really?
I don't think he needed to. I think he could have just said, yeah, take him.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He had no beef with it, but we can't. So we were talking about being escort vehicles for other trucks. The problem there is a lot of them are going up Friday. We're not going till Saturday morning. So we can't go in as an escort vehicle if the truck you're escorting is already in.
What's to stop you going on Friday?
That's another night. I've already got Lisa moaning at me that I'm going for one. If I went for two...
Well, it's only one weekend, isn't it?
Well, I know, but... It just won't fucking happen.
Oh, Josh, you're such a fucking...
Are you going Friday and Saturday?
No, I don't know. I'm just going to have a word from a sponsor anyway. You fucking idiot. So, AutoGems. With years of experience in the industry, AutoGems has built a solid reputation for providing customers with the finest car washing products in the UK. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction sets them apart from anyone else. And I tell you what, they are
really good, aren't they?
When they first started, they sent us all sample packs, didn't they? So we gave them a bit of a mention then, and
yeah,
I've used all mine since. But they are fucking great.
Yeah, I got mine from Joshua. What's the bits that he didn't use? I didn't get a full one to send, but the bits that I have used, the smaller bottles, fucking ace.
You've got to get on it. You've just got to get on the website, auto-gems.co.uk. And the stuff is fucking out of this world.
It is really good. I like that.
They're my new fave.
They're my new after Mr. Snow Foam.
They've got a really good detailing set. I've seen it with
all the sets. They've got all the sets.
All the stuff.
Everything you need.
There's more things you. Yeah.
Fucking right good.
Very
so
good,
nice.
Michael.
So nice.
Personal recommendation. They need to do a chrome cleaner for all truck tanks.
Yeah,
and then
well, even though it is car stuff, you can use it on your truck. Obviously, they don't do a chrome thing, but get it bought. Get it in your truck. Your interior cleaner, your smellers.
Yeah, you, Brown. Buy some, put it in your lorry.
So I can make it all nice and shiny.
And you. In fact, both of you.
Why don't you
pretty
shut up?
Well sorted. Scrubbers. Get it done.
Anyway, yeah, so autogems.co.uk. Get on it. Get it bought. We'll see thee. In it. Get some
shit.
Yeah, back to Truck Fest. I don't fucking know. I don't know where I'm going.
No, I don't really know ins and outs of it, to be fair. I don't know what we're going to end up doing, but I know that I'm upset that I'm not going to be sleeping in a truck at night time. I know that.
Look, Chappers will let you sleep in his lorry.
He won't.
He's got a big bed. I'm sure he'll happily...
Put your dick away. Put your dick away.
Thing is, I ain't got any camping gear. I have no desire to camp whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
I've got nothing. I've got no bed. I even thought if I did take my car in, the back seats like go flat. No. So if I could fit like an airbed in there, then I would, but
be a bit awkward.
I might sleep in your van with you.
I might not have my van then.
Yeah, you will.
Been saying that.
Been on about saying
months.
Getting rid of it for how long? Coming up a year. It's going. I'm sure we were getting rid of it when we started this.
I probably were. But it got broke, didn't it? And now I've fixed it.
Quick, get rid of it while it's.
But then nice weather's coming.
Yeah, that's when I can get best price for it.
Yeah, but that's when you're going to wash it and you're going to go, actually, I'll keep it.
Nah, because I know someone's going to break on it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I don't know someone's going to break on it. I just think
so. I've seen no warranties.
Yeah. I tell you what, I've been quite pleased with weather.
Why?
Because it's fucking Baltic.
It's a nice, cool temperature, but it's dead nice.
It's nice at 15.
Cool.
Some days I've been...
My car was frozen this morning.
Yeah, some days I've been happy
frozen on the inside of the windscreen.
Put it.
Yeah.
Some days I've been happy with it. When it fucking pissed it down the other day, I was like, this is grim.
I got so wet the other day. Grim.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you should need some overalls. And then you can stand up in your massive Volvo and put them on and off.
Well, I got in it and I took my trousers off and I just put my shorts back on.
Drove in your pants.
I got in mine the other day, stood up and stretched and then could only just touch ceiling.
I know.
What I did is I had my sunroof up and it rained in.
Did it really?
Yeah. It was a bit silly. I forgot
that. Douchey.
While you're driving, obviously no rain's going to come in. It's good for airflow and stuff. And then I forgot. And we were all...
And while you're driving, inside of me thing. You can't close it while you're driving, can you? Because it's too high up, isn't it, that button?
No, it's just above your head, yeah.
Is it? Oh, I'm thinking of that fucking thing then. You can't close your blind.
The visor.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't put the sun blind.
No,
you can't.
I'll leave mine open.
I like how it's got a fly net.
I was laid in bed the other night watching the moon move across the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Sunroof. I got a clear sunroof. Yeah.
I like looking at like sky from last night. You know when it's a cold night and it's dead clear? Completely clear. I did it the other day and picked Jess up and we gone out and both looked up and Starlink were going over. I like seeing that.
What, the train of them?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that for a while.
No, I haven't. I like seeing that. I like seeing satellites. Stuff like that. Our back garden's like dead dark so you can see.
Got a satellite outside of our house here.
I mean, big ones in the sky.
See it when you get out if you want.
I saw a thing come on Facebook that said an asteroid the size of 16 washing machines flew past the Earth at 44,000 miles an
hour. That's an American thing,
isn't
it?
What an odd fucking measurement. Why would you not say the size of a van?
That's what Americans do, isn't it?
16 washing machines.
They refer to things as not like, it's this many metres across. It's like the size of two SUVs.
Is that because they're all stupid and don't know measurements?
The size of three couches.
Because they don't do metric, do they? So they use every other system to measure stuff.
Fucking cunts.
Stupid. I couldn't understand
it.
It
was this, how high is it? Two giraffes and a pheasant. I don't know.
I just couldn't fucking understand why it was 16 washing machines. What an odd fucking measurement that were.
99 red balloons.
Isn't it?
Washing machines.
Oh, can imagine if
they live longer with Calgon.
They do.
Yeah.
It's not an advert.
Do you reckon they'd have to like Armageddon it if one were coming towards Earth? You've not seen Armageddon, have you?
No. Do you know why?
You've seen Armageddon.
Bruce Willis is poorly. He can't do it anymore.
Yeah, we can't send Bruce. No,
does he go on and...
They have to drill it.
Drill it. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, have you seen it? Yeah. I wonder what they do. Do you reckon they just like send a rocket up to it and try
I
and blow
like
it
the
up?
Fact that they sent, instead of training astronauts to be drillers, they train drillers to be astronauts. I saw something and it was Ben Affleck's in that film, isn't it? And Ben Affleck asked the director, and it's, what's his name, who directed it?
I don't know who directed it.
I don't fucking know.
They told it, basically asked the director that question, and that director told Ben Affleck to fuck off.
Fuck off?
Yeah.
What a stupid question, Ben.
Yeah.
You do know that we have a force now in this country that looks at space. We have a space force.
Do we?
Yeah. It's a part of the Air Force.
That'd be a good job, wouldn't it?
Their job is to monitor space and react to things happening.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So what do you think they'd do if an asteroid were coming? You reckon they'd try and blow it up?
Try and blow fucking
Michael up, Bay. Like there you go.
Oh, yeah. Transformers guy.
Yeah.
Nicky
yeah.
B.
Yeah. He just is very blowy uppy and
fuck off, Ben.
So allegedly, he asked like that. Him that question and he was like, yeah, fuck off.
Fuck off!
We don't do logic.
Where's he from?
Probably not Australia.
Oh, that was
the one place we don't do logic on CB. Like we talk shit on it. If somebody comes on knowing what they're on about, they can fuck off with it.
Don't come in with
reasoning
facts
and facts. Yeah. We don't need none of that facts
in here.
We just make stuff up.
Fucking facts.
Innit? We've been having a few floating people in this week. You know, that like you just see the name floating in and out.
And they just sit there until you call them out.
Yeah, me and Chappers have been calling them out, yeah.
What is it? Somebody who...
There were a guy from America that we called out, and he was just starting his day. He were in Florida.
By calling out, as in just like, hey.
We were just like shouting him, yeah. Because you could see that they were just sat in chat listening. So then we'd just call them out to get them to talk.
He's probably waiting for his moment and he couldn't get a word in edgeways. Just like sat inside of you on a podcast.
You think I fucking talk a lot. Try getting on there with Chappers, you're not getting a fucking word in. Nah. I reckon it cuts you off after like so long. And then he jumps back on again. You can't even get in. You're like,
you can't even get in the spot where it's cutting you off or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. There's a few of you.
There is a few of you.
Like the sound of your own voice.
Yeah, I don't think... I can't hear my own voice on it.
Fuck, it's horrendous.
It's awful.
Yeah. Say what is awful, that other one, that OG Truckers one. I don't know how anybody gets a word on it. There's 45 people in it every day.
Never been on it.
I've only been on it if I've, you know, when you press it by accident.
Yeah.
I pressed one other day and shouted something and then they went, who the fuck's this?
And you were like, sorry,
I jumped into the wrong group, see that? Jumped back out again.
You just pop in, drop a little grenade of something obscene and then just do one.
Yeah,
so I shoved three fingers up him, not four.
Yeah, and then just see how they react to it. Yeah. But we've had a few people
on it
doing
next
that
time.
To us, though. We've had a few people doing that to our one, haven't we?
Ooh,
dropping in, giving shit.
They're fucking off, yeah.
Is that guy from Sweden come back?
He did come back, yeah, and then he disappeared again.
Yeah, the right chilled out voice. It sounded like a Swedish Chappers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
chilled out.
Were we from Sweden?
Yeah.
Retired?
No, young lad.
Oh, no.
No, we had a retired guy in the other day.
We were right deep.
I was
voice.
Out with Dan.
I don't know where you were from.
Yeah, really
I
deep.
Was out with Dan. Oh, Dan was out with I me. Right, I was driving and Dan was talking to him. Well, and he was just like asking him about where he was and stuff. And it's a couple of weeks ago now.
Nice.
It is
nice.
Good. Super great.
Hey, got a shag in here.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, so quite bear with. Da-da-da-da. Shaggy Uncle. Hi guys, just a quick one. Bit of advice, please. I drive a van currently.
We're great at these.
But I'm going for my C+E now. I've had a few truckers tell me that I should have done my Class C first to get experience, and I'm wondering if it actually makes any difference. I have no intention of doing rigid work, even if I got it first anyway. What do you think? Love the show, lads. I've blown through all the episodes over the last few weeks. Keep it up, Jono. St. Ellen's #BlameAsh.
#BlameAsh.
Who?
Yeah, who? Hashtag blame who?
No. So he drives an actual van, not a jokey small lorry van.
Yeah, I think if you're... We spoke about this the other week, didn't we?
Right, it's a tranny, does he?
We have spoken about this.
Or perhaps a sprinter.
It depends.
I don't think you need class 2 experience to get
in. You just
need
length experience.
You need road experience.
Yeah,
you need
with length.
Yeah, well, not even necessarily that. If he's doing van driving on motorway all the time, motorway experience.
There is that, but there's the length experience you need as well, for like corners and shit.
The bit that catches you out is the manoeuvring around other people with the length.
Yeah, but if you're in a 6 meter sprinter,
he might be in a Ford fucking Courier.
It could be. Well, I don't know. He didn't say, does he? But I feel like if you're in a 6 meter sprinter, you sort of get the idea of a rigid anyway.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it all depends on size. At ridges like ours, when we were at QuickFit, they were fucking diddy. They were just big vans, weren't they?
Well, they looked like 7.5 tonners, didn't they?
Yeah, look how many times we got pulled over telling us we were overweight and we weren't.
Because they were 14 ton.
Yeah. Like,
I think the old-fashioned way of doing it, as in you went from maybe a van to a class 2 or a C, and then you went up
that's
to
how
C
we
plus
did
C.
It, isn't it?
That's how it used to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that is the best way.
That is the correct way that I think...
I think there's a reason why that's what was the rule of thumb.
Yeah, I think you should do that if that's an option, but it's not anymore. So we've got to just get used to the way of thinking, haven't we? And you don't have to do the class 2 anymore.
Jono, just don't be one of those dickheads that gets your class 1 and then just fucking drives it like a van.
Well, the thing is, if he drives it like a van, he's going to end up fucking hurting himself or somebody else, isn't
it? Yeah, it's going to be a waste for him then, though, isn't it?
But when I passed my class 2... I drove a bit of 7.5 ton for a while, and then as soon as I could get class 2, an 18 tonner class 2 from a 7.5. I made quite a lot of mistakes back in the day, back at the beginning, you know, width restrictions and just being shit basically, as you are when you've just started. But I made those mistakes on a smaller lorry where some of them I got away with, some of them I was lucky that I didn't hurt somebody or hurt myself or cause a lot of damage, but you're going to make mistakes. It's kind of, think of the chaos you can cause by the mistake. You know, like you see these pictures online and somebody likes taking a photo of somebody who's got themselves stuck. Like there was one somewhere in West Yorkshire where they were trying to screw an Arctic round on a smallish roundabout and got it wedged between a pub and a road sign or a lamppost or something, and you just think, fucking hell, have you managed that? Have you got yourself in that predicament? And
lack of experience.
That is an experience thing, because now you'd be like, I can't do it there, I can't do that, I don't think I can do it there, I'm just going to have to keep going and keep going. Yeah. And even if you drive 10 miles down the road until you find a suitable point to turn
out. I've done that.
Drive 10 miles down the road. You need to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes.
The correct way to do it is how we've done it, I think. It's you need the experience of size difference and road experience and going to these shitty little places that you go to in a class 2 and not a class 1.
Taxi sen.
You're going to make mistakes.
Exactly.
I got my class 2 a week after I got my class 1, but I really only did class 2 driving for...
Do you mean the other way around?
Class 2. I got my class 2 in a week after I got my class 1.
Oh, I thought you said... I thought what you thought.
I thought you meant you got your class 1 a week after a class 1.
No.
Anyway.
But then from then, I only really drive class fucking 2.
Up
until coming to us. Our place and that.
It's
so I had shitloads of experience.
It's hard, isn't it? Like, you can get experience on roads driving anything. But it's your attitude towards it that's going to make the difference. If you're wanting to learn, the fact that he's just said, even if I got my class 2, I've got no intention of going in one. I know you want to get in bigger. Everybody wants to get in bigger, but it's not always best thing to do. You get there eventually.
I mean, it's funny to have a bit of snobbery about, you're just driving a van.
Oh, yeah.
You're driving an 18-tonner and stuff.
Time,
but,
don't we? But,
you know, you need to respect the sizes and the difference, don't
you? The jobs that you get in class 2s are not normally like multi-drops, cash and carries, all
proper
that sort
work,
of stuff.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you've got proper, you've Palletine, got like 6 or 7 deliveries, you've got moving pallets, you've got tail shops to take them to, tail lifts, all that sort of stuff. It gives you the experience that makes you a better Arctic driver.
But that's what puts a lot of people off as well.
It is, yeah. And there's no two ways about it. Like you can now go straight from your car to a class 1, which people have. And some people take to it like a duck out a duck to water, don't they? But other people might think, "Meh, fuck it, it's all right."
I think it's plenty of quackers.
I think it's that as well.
I think a lot of people are making the mistakes that you see on Facebook. You see on all these groups where people have tried to turn a lot, cut across a little grass central reservation to screw a lot, and you're like
sinking straight down.
Why? Yeah.
And it does all.
Why would you do
that?
You're not driving a transit van or a car that's just going to go across the grass. You're driving a 40-ton lorry that's going to go into the grass, and you're going to need a wrecker to get out.
All these ones that are like following sat navs and getting stuck in these shitty little villages,
trying to turn around on a thin road, back ends then ripping all curbs out.
It does all come from experience, doesn't it? And there's no that we can say that'll go, yeah, do it, because we don't agree with it, but there's no that we can say that's going to make you go.
Yeah, on the other hand, actually, there is people that, duck to water. We know a few people. Lab, he's
only a young lad.
Carter class one.
Charlie said same as well.
Yeah, and they're,
Charlie's
I'd
only
say
21.
Good drivers.
Yeah, and he's out fucking doing European stuff. Yeah.
It depends what mindset you've got, doesn't it? If you're a knob, you're always going to be a knob no matter what you're driving.
You've got to be willing to take advice from other people.
Advice and criticism.
And criticism, yeah, definitely.
It's the only way you're going to learn.
But with driving or getting the ability, or having the ability to drive Arctics, it used to be like an insurance thing, didn't it? You know, like
it used to be like you have to be 25
say,
and that.
Oh, you need to be this. Have had your license for this length of time, you need to be at least this age and stuff. But it seems to not be quite as important now. You see a lot of adverts,
from COVID, didn't it?
Taking new starters
this fucking,
and stuff.
In quotes, shortage that weren't a shortage. Companies just weren't paying, and then a lot of people were going, "Well, fuck you, I'm not working for that."
Yeah,
and it created a shortage that weren't actually a shortage, but.
Alan, our old boss, his mentality was he was prepared to take people on, like Steve, who was at the time he was taken on, he had little or no experience because he passed his class one and then went through the job at our place. And Alan was like, well, he doesn't have any bad experience. He doesn't have any bad, not bad experience, bad habits.
Well, he has now.
But that was what Alan said, and it's kind of a good thing, isn't it?
6 years down the line, how many years?
He's still going?
He is still going, but I mean, have you mentioned what happened the other day?
He got stuck on site now.
Yeah, that's just a thing in it where you look, just from your experience, you can look at ground and go.
I think he was, as much as we were taking the piss, and I was quite happy
to be fair,
make fun of him. It probably could have happened to anybody.
We've all driven over that part of land.
Yeah.
It's really soft
loads
now.
Of times. It's just turned
well, maybe
soft
not that as
from
an example,
just moving about.
Yeah. There's other times, especially in some sidings and that, where we go, and you can look at it and go, I'm not going on that bit.
Yeah.
And they'll go, well, we take vans on them all the time. Bit different, mate, when it's just fucking 35, 36 ton heavier than your van.
When they sync up to the axles and you're like, Chuffy, you only need a Chinook helicopter to get that out.
Well, that was Steve.
It happened to me the other week. Like, me and Pav were reversing out of this sidings and we just so happened to be having a conversation of, what would happen if we broke down in this sidings with 60-foot rails on? Like, because you're not going to get a wrecker to come and pull that out. I wonder what would happen. They'd have to shut track and get a crane in to pick it up and turn it round.
Can you imagine?
Wouldn't they? That's all they'd be able to do. It costs fucking thousands. Because we were talking about it, because Briggs' turbo had fucking blown up everywhere. And then as we're reversing out, there's like a post on gate. There's gate hole, and then for some reason, there's a post a metre in to create like a walkway down one side at post. Stupid. So I got right over on one side, and it had snowed as well, so you couldn't really see where you were going.
Yeah.
And as I just drives out, just felt fucking drive axle, that thing just got... straight in fucking soft mud.
Because
you can't see it. And I was just like, fucking no way have I just got stuck now. After a conversation we've just had.
Yeah.
Like, I've got fucking stuck, Pav. And then it takes my experience and knowledge to get us out of there. Which I did. I just had to fucking give it beans. Like, after a few attempts of trying to get it out one way, You're like, move out of the way, Paf. I'm just going to have to get your fucking beans out of here. And I did. And absolutely fucking tore grass up. Like, all soil were everywhere. Yeah. But sometimes you've just got to do that. But we are doing everything that I've done leading up to that point. Like, I would have
to be there, you've already made mistakes and had the experience of, well, I know
that that'll work.
I nearly got stuck, yeah. Or somebody else, I was there when somebody else got stuck. Yeah. And, or
I can try this and I can try that. But you only get that
beyond
from having
deflocks and
your experience
taking the weight off
stuff,
your axles and stuff, or maybe dropping your trailer to take weight off, exactly, or whatever. Yeah. You don't have many options, do you?
But I feel like this job has made us, even though we don't do much, this job has made us like top draw drivers for places that we go to and things that we have to experience. You're not just doing DCs.
Yeah.
You're not just doing industrial estates.
Very specialist.
You're not just doing shops. It is specialist. And
you're going to have your wits about you, aren't you, when you go to some places.
Definitely,
and
yeah.
Taking on board.
So back to Jono.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say is we wouldn't be where we are without having the experiences that we've had beforehand.
And making mistakes on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
To be prepared for them.
Exactly.
On the scale we're at now.
If we'd have gone Carter Class 1 and took the job that we've got now, can you imagine, like...
I've nearly had my Class 1 12 years now.
It upset me the other day when I thought about mine and I was like, hang on, I've been driving trucks for fucking 16 years, and then you're talking to these people at CB app and they're like, well, I passed mine 2 years ago. You're like, fucking...
I've had mine 20 years.
That's a long fucking time, isn't it?
I've had my Class 1 12 years and I think I got my Class 2 about 5-6 years before that.
But I can say that...
Which is mad how long ago that is now.
Yeah, I've made it to where I am now without having any major incidents or aspects or...
Touch your wood.
Or fucking... I mean, stuck in a position where I can't get out. But I feel like if I hadn't have done it the way I did it, I could still be where I am now, but with a lot more destruction behind me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So just go forward, but... Fucking
don't just shut off the idea of not doing Class 2.
Yeah,
because it'll
help.
It will help you,
even
massively.
If it's just for a bit.
6 months.
Once you've got your Class 1, yeah, you can go and drive a Class 2 for a few months. It don't have to be 6 months.
No,
that's a
exactly,
long time
yeah.
for someone, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah.
But you can get same money on a Class 2 than you can on a Class 1.
Definitely. Yeah.
And it will just build up.
In all honesty, it's harder work.
Yeah,
it's actually proper work, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's a lot
to
of,
be fair.
Yeah, because. Yeah, there's a lot of like Class 2 hours.
Depending
with concrete
on who
you're
delivering, what sort of industry you're delivering in.
Yeah,
it's like obviously you can drive a mixer like you did, and that's not that physical, but it's more specialist, isn't it?
Yeah,
because you've got to understand how it works and how the you know.
I knew every mixer concrete. I ain't got a fucking clue, really. No.
What in terms of how
strong it needed to be, like adding certain bits into it to make it.
See, I've got no
use for
absolutely zero understanding
buttons,
of that.
Slabs, driveways.
Yeah. So I think what we're trying to say in a roundabout way is you can do what you want to do, go car to Class 1 or whatever, but don't dismiss driving a Class 2.
Just do it for a bit, even if it's just a bit of agency work on a weekend.
Yeah, it'll give you knowledge that you don't even know you need.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about, oh, only difference is coupling up and reversing.
Obviously,
the manoeuvring.
There's loads.
I think coupling up at reverse is what they've took out of fucking testing it.
Yeah.
Fucking morons. I think so.
It's
incredible. I don't know if it's back in now, but during COVID, when they were trying to rush people through, they'd remove the coupling, uncoupling, and reverse aspect of a test.
That's a very important part of. Because if you fuck that up, you can really fuck your day up.
It's the beginnings and the ends of every journey of the bits that are where it. Your experience comes
when
into play.
When you're
sat
on the motorway, it's fine, isn't it? When you're going in a straight line on the motorway, there's no drama.
It's an absolute doddle, that, isn't it?
Yeah. But don't dismiss it, mate.
Get a go.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
We're all on the same team. We're all fighting the same fight. Like, it's not them and us. It's not Class 2, Class 1s. We're all fucking lorry drivers and we're all...
Van drivers.
Well, there's all the tachograph bollocks that he's got to get his head around. If you're going from driving, obviously, a van...
Yeah,
car and van with very little limits, really.
That's a fucking minefield.
I said, it might have even been yesterday. I was talking to Lisa about tachograph rules, and I mean, these are riveting conversations we have at home. I think we were discussing your double manning going up there and hours that you were doing. And then it got onto tacos and stuff. And I says, I'm 15 years into driving trucks. And even now, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to check that.
When we're on his way back, I'm like, Dan, you know, we started at 4:30 this morning. So what time can we? I didn't know it were 21 hours. Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, I'm like, what time can we?
It's insane. Because
really, 7:30 is 15 hours. So what do we do? But yeah, no, 21.
As long as you both start and get your cards in within an hour.
We're in an hour
of the first one.
There's so many
fucking. Well, that's the run on double manned. Yeah. Yeah. I only recently found out that you can still run double manned, but not on double manned hours.
What?
So if me and you were double manning, and I started at 7:00, and you overlaid and didn't get there while 8:30. And put your card in.
Why would it be me that overlaid?
Well,
it could have been you.
Sure. But anyway. Sure.
Hypothetically, right?
Yeah, hypothetically. Then we can still run double manned, but we have to run on single man rules.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that until recently. Yeah. When me and Neil double manned to London, and then they went, just drop Neil off at work, so I pump way back, and then he can bring his truck back. And I'm like, you can't jump in another truck and just do your work. And then they were like, yeah, we can.
Yeah, she goes, your 15-hour duty time's the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
The only time it...
This is it, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, we don't have to worry about the duty time because we were only going to London and back.
Yeah.
We weren't going fucking Ayrshire.
But what you realise is, because the tachograph rules are quite extensive, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're quite... There's loads of...
Very, very, very.
I don't know, there's loads of bits that are really... Even when you read them, you kind of just go...
Grey areas, isn't there?
I need to read that again. And I'm like... There are some parts of the tachograph rules that have never, ever applied to me. And when I read them now, I just go, I don't really understand what that means. And it doesn't... You know, like some of the guys we know from Discord on the Patreon, they go into Europe, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then there's all those little quirks with ferries.
Yeah,
you can split your brakes and stuff.
I won't have a fucking clue, mate.
I read that and I just think... I'm glad I don't have to comprehend
all that. Are you allowed to drive
it
off and on a ferry and stuff like that? It's fucking mental.
So you can put it on brake, but you can like disturb your brake to get
on and off a ferry.
I think.
Yeah, fuck that.
Stuff
crazy
like that.
Shit.
It is, and there's so many minefields, and you've just got to take your time and take it in, and don't just rush to get in a class one. But I do know when I passed my test,
get a chance, innit?
Do you know one of the things that I didn't realise at first, and it makes me laugh when I remember that this is what I thought is, when I first started, and I was getting my head around tachograph rules, I thought that you had to drive four and a half hours, not all in one go, but you couldn't have your 45-minute break to reset your driving until you'd driven out your 4.5 hours, and then you had another 4.5 hours back it's another hour after that. But it was an embarrassingly long time, a couple of years before it clicked in my head that, maybe not that long, I don't know, but... Yeah. That you can just reset your driving at any point.
Well, I remember.
I don't know why I thought that.
Remember when I first started,
I fixated on this 4.5 hours,
and I walked out, and I was with somebody. I can't remember who they were, and they were like, "Oh, what you done?" And it might have been Leeds run or Sheffield one. You know that you can get off without having a driving break, but it's over 6 hours.
You could do over your day. You didn't do anywhere near 4 hours.
And I was like, "Yeah, I've not even had a break, and I've done like 7.5 hours." He's like, "What? You've not had a 15?" And I'm like, "No." Fuck, do I need one in for?
Hey, do you know when I first passed my class 2, it was you could still split your driving brakes
15 15 15 3 15s.
Yeah. I think that changed within the first 6 months of my passing. 2006, I think that
was right days.
How weird is that? And then it's like, no, but your second one has to be a minimum of half an hour now.
It takes some getting in, like,
fucking it's a minefield, driving
massively,
hours. Because it's not just your driving hours, you've got to think about it, it's your working hours
as
well.
You're working on 2 o'clock all day.
They've got to work together. It's fucking, wait till you get there, Jono.
Yeah, it's it is mind-boggling. Like, and when you sit there on these CPCs and they're reeling it all off, and you're like, I am never going to get my head around this.
No.
I've got CPC Tuesday. I don't know what show we're on about. Mine's on at home on Zoom.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about.
I been to this tingly place before. Rings a bell.
No, I've not, I don't think. I think my last ones outside of Zoom were at Nisa, I think.
Yeah.
I think Pav got sent to that one at Ting, because he lives that way, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. He lives kind of...
I'm looking forward to that.
But yeah.
Day at home on Zoom.
It's pub stuff,
so
isn't it?
So boring, isn't it?
I don't know which one it is that I've got.
I don't fucking know.
I don't mind them, to be fair. There is usually something I learn.
Oh, I did it... last Friday before Christmas.
Which one did you do? Oh, yeah, you can't did. Remember. You had that fucker, didn't you?
I can't remember what the specifics of fucking... it were. But every single CPC we do, because we've been doing it for that long now, there's a big chunk of it that just will always, always, always cover old ground.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing it that long. And at the beginning, it's like, oh, what do you want to get out of this course? And people will be like, oh, I just want to learn something new. And a
See
couple
what
of guys
I can take
say
away
that.
From it. I just want to try and get to half four without falling asleep.
Yeah, obviously you get Fuck that. Off. Everybody rolls their eyes at those dickheads. But a couple of people will say, well, I hope to learn something new. And every time, well, two or three people said it on the last CPC I did. And the guy taking it just kind of went, yeah, well, that ain't going to happen today, is it?
Probably not going to learn out new because we learned it last time.
Driver compliance and well-being is what I've got on Tuesday.
I think that's what I did.
You what?
Is it?
Yeah,
that's the one I did.
That's going to be a lot of tacker hours job, isn't it?
I can't driver compliance. Remember.
You don't even need it either because you've already done all your hours.
Oh, have I?
Well, I had.
Oh.
When I checked my CPC.
It's because it's company good. wants us all to be in line with the same ones.
Because we did extra ones for the fours.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
The fours gold, which technically counted as CPC hours, but our company's like,
weren't
no,
happy
all
with
drivers
it.
Need to be. Well, they are, but all drivers have to be. Have done the same ones.
Bloody
which
hell.
Is, I mean, it's fine because you get paid to sit in your arse.
I don't mind them every now and again. Like, they're just
boring as fuck.
So boring.
I don't mind. They're not worst things. No. Surely.
I'm gonna get onto Discord. I'm
gonna sit in
boys.
And doing fours in a fucking thing, talking about riding a bike. That would work.
I'm gonna get onto Discord.
Yeah, I heard you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Might want to shut up then.
You shut the fuck up.
Get on his Discord. To get on his, I say Discord. Get on his Patreon.
Patreon.
Because you get
hell.
Benefits with Patreon. You get discounts.
Friends with
in
benefits,
shop.
Aren't you?
Yeah, you on are. You Patreon. Are friends with benefits. You get shouted out. Yeah. No matter what tier you're on. Discount in shop, and you get
access
entered into
to
monthly
Discord.
Draw and access to Discord, which happens automatically. I do think.
Yes, it's all
the
being
link is on Patreon.
Synchronized with the
amalgamated.
Yeah. That's a good word.
But people can get themselves on CB and not be
patrons. Yeah, you don't have to be a patron.
CB's free. CB. Anybody can get on that.
It's just basically CB.
Yeah, go. get yourself on it. There is some good stuff. Good
search
chat
for JTA.
If you don't know how to do it, just send us a message.
Send Josh a message. He loves getting messages off people.
I know I say I don't, but I have had a few and I do reply. I am quite a nice guy, really.
You even get waved at when you're driving down the road, don't you?
I did, yeah. I got who did we say it with? Andy Bootle.
Yeah.
Proper flashed and
who
tanged.
Who did I see?
Got a lovely truck,
tanged
it?
Me. Lovely truck.
Who were
the
I saw with green and orange?
I am.
Is that the same company? Is that his mate?
Thomas.
No.
Thomas.
Is that a different company?
Different.
Thomas. Oh, isn't it?
I saw you anyway. On,
Tom.
That's
one.
Another lovely looking truck, isn't it?
That is beautiful.
I am.
Tom. Green. Fucking hell.
I'm absolutely terrible at names.
Yeah, I am.
I forget everybody. Who are you?
Same.
Me?
Yeah.
Peter.
All right, Peter.
Yeah. Not bad, you, Fred.
I've got to find his name now. You do the thing and then I'll find his name.
Yeah, but you're going to pipe
we'll
up with your name
yourselves.
In middle.
I won't, I'll wait.
Right, so here we go. This, you can be part of this if you become a patron. So, number one, Jappers.
Oh.
Number two, Chairman Goebbels. Chris Ragg, Jamie Thelwell, Miller, Ian Croucher, Andon, Keegs, Liam Mac, it's Lab, Ian Elliwell, Benjamin Abrahams, Dan Chandler, Thomas Hoyland, Pete the Chunky Trucker, Kerry Oxlade, Loza, Kurt Mayle, Kieran Haynes, Matthew Frosdick, Chucker Seamus, Matt Herman, Rob Sindel, Byron Lockwood, Christopher Senior, Amita Rob, Spike, Lenny, Ashley Cronin, Aiden, Tim Ampson, Sue, Dan Tweedale, Harry Woodward, Paul Longstaff, Liam Spring, Dave Sheldon, Michael Isles, Bev Chamberlain, Andy Bigney, Ashley Edwards, Andy McClellan, Paul Glasby, Scotty B, Chris Allardyce, Dice Recovery. We have to say Dice Recovery, don't we?
Definitely.
Chucker Sued.
I hope you got your stickers, by the way.
Little Ben, Jason, Dave, and Chucker Raff. So do I. He should have got on by now. He should have been on his little treasure chest.
What
treasure
three words,
quest.
Didn't you?
Thomas Breed.
Thomas Breed.
He's the guy who you saw.
The green truck.
Yeah, it's lovely, got a lovely, lovely truck.
Seeing all these flashings and waves, and I thought, hello, I can see you.
Ashley Cronin now has the positive potato that's getting passed along.
He did have, because I bet you by now it'll have been passed on again.
Yeah, it probably has been passed on, but the last I heard he had it. It's on its adventures.
Do you want to explain the positive potato? Because we haven't really mentioned it, well, and it just sounds a bit weird.
It's for Patreon members, really, isn't it? And Discord.
I think it's a genius idea, by the way.
It was just something daft that I'd seen previously. Would set like idea of
knitted thing into.
Yeah, it's just a little potato, like a little knitted potato, which we had idea of. Oh, we need like a tangat that we can pass on, and then it just got me thinking of. I wonder if we could get something and pass it on to people that are meeting each other.
Yeah,
which blows my mind that these people who don't know each other from Adam have now.
Who? Who's he?
Yeah, have met each other.
Is he a patron?
They've met each other on our Discord and chatted.
Yeah.
And then created a friendship and a bond on thing.
All these people feel like they really know each other. And
yeah.
Some of them, this up until now, haven't met.
And they're meeting each other in lay-bys to say hello and do a fucking tip-touch.
Can I just question, the tip-touch, was that a joke from touching dicks in a lay-by?
Yeah.
Who?
Chappers met Jamie Thelwell in a lay-by.
And they rubbed dicks.
They took a picture. No, they didn't rub dicks. Oh, okay. They took a picture touching fingers, and they went, whoa, tip touch, and then we were like, you know what, let's make this a thing. So now
hashtag people GTA get on Insta other. And look at the hashtag.
Well, it's a hashtag, isn't it?
GTA touch.
Tip touch.
Tip touch, so,
which you can see the pictures that are getting more and more of people that was a bit ago random people now meeting each other. And I thought, I'm going to get this little potato and just see how far we can get it passed on, get it going around the country, and people just taking pictures on the day going, oh, it's in fucking Land's End. Oh,
yeah.
This week it's in John O'Groats.
Yeah.
And the other week he was watching somebody get a
tyre changed, weren't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd have been nice to be in Germany with Wobbly, wouldn't it?
Well, this is it, yeah. I mean, if he could have bumped into Ash, then he could have got it, wouldn't he? But only person that's not allowed it is Springy, because
he'll fuck it.
Like his vegetables, doesn't he?
He's going to get his little potato peeler, carve out a little hole, tiny little hole in the bottom of it.
But, yeah, it was just a daft idea that I thought, you know what, let's just see if it does something.
It's not daft, it's genius.
And it is, it's just creating this, like, exactly what it is, positiveness.
Yeah.
Of people meeting up and just saying hello and just going, oh, nice to meet you. Here you go, there's potato.
Yeah.
You take it on its journey now and take its pictures.
Like,
and
you
then
lot, the other week, you had your pizza party.
Yeah.
A good few weeks ago now, weren't it? But it was just
met
four
three
or five of you meeting up for a laugh.
Just people that you could have been in a lay-by with before and not even fucking known. Just like
Bakery, bro. Well,
I'm not talking to them. I'm not talking
you don't
to
talk
them.
To anybody other than, like, hey, mate, as you're
this
walking
it,
past
yeah.
them.
It's and this is what's good about
camaraderie, isn't it?
Yeah, the CB as well. Like, because you could go, oh, I'm stopping out tonight. I'm at Red Lion. And somebody else might go, I'm there as well.
Or I'm passing there.
Yeah.
I might stop there.
I'll
for
stop
a
there as
instead
well.
Of where
and
else.
Then you just, instead of sitting on your own in your cab thinking, fucking this will wank this. Or oh, I'm bored, or I'm just sick of being on my own.
Some people are stopping out, not because they like doing it, or
because they have
because
to,
they've got
no
choice, because they've got stuck out, or because the job says, right, you can get yourself
to sometimes, for some people, being on your own in that cab all day and all night
gets a bit
it's
much,
a lonely
it?
Fucking place, isn't it? So meeting up with people, just through something stupid like this potato,
touching
which
the
is
finger.
Fucking ridiculous. We're grown men. We're grown men and we're meeting each other, touching fingers, passing on a potato with a daft picture.
And ladies.
And ladies,
you
and ladies.
Dance All Oz the other week, didn't it, as well? It's just brilliant.
When I fucking bumped into Chappers and passed it on to him for the first one, we, like, jumped out at cabs, hugged each other, fucking tip-touched, passed potato
on.
If somebody had seen that fucking camera and that garage, they'd have been, what are these two fucking weirdos doing?
Exactly, yeah.
It's like when we were taking this picture outside that business for our formative touch. They check CCTV and more like, what the fuck are these four doing here?
And it's just this silliness, but it's bringing people together, and that's what it's all about.
And that's come from this podcast, by extension the Patreon, then the CB, and it's
well, who else
Discord,
loves it, though?
CB,
seeing the potato on its adventures. Like, I'm showing Phoebe, I'm like, look where it is now.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's really good, where's it going now? And I'm like, I don't know.
It's sat just, on docks.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant.
It's just silly, stupid stuff. But it keeps us all amused, and it stops us being alone in us fucking heads.
Isn't it? Yeah, so if you want to get on Patreon.
If you want the potato.
Join so don't up. Feel like you can't now join and get involved because there's two. It's not clicky.
It's not clicky.
It's just definitely. It's just a group of blokes, women, just group of drivers having a laugh.
Correct.
And you can get in it and be involved in it as much of it or as little as it as you want.
And you don't particularly have to join
dip in and out
Patreon
as it suits you.
If times are hard, people struggle, we get it. We don't want anybody to be joining up and paying if they can't afford to.
No.
But that's why it's CB's free. Get on CB.
Yeah.
There's loads of daft chat
absolutely
on there.
Absolutely.
You don't have to pay anything. Just get on CB app. It's called Midland CB Talk and search for Group JTA and there's always somebody in there. I think even at night time.
Say, it might not be one of us. Like, sometimes we are in there quite a lot.
We do drift in and out, don't we? Yeah.
It could be any one of us listeners.
There's plenty of people that are in there talking without us even being in there.
We've got a Facebook group as well, a Facebook page, a public access. Just some people just dip in and out of there, don't they? Pop some comments or photos.
There's plenty of stuff that you can do. We are
becoming a patron. Yeah. But if you do want to become a patron, you get benefits.
You do get benefits,
discounts in shop. And you get entered into monthly draw.
It's up to you if you want to use your discounts.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Don't forget.
Yeah, you forget.
All these people that keep ordering and forgetting.
It's fine by us. Yeah. We make more.
But the thing is, if you do want to join and you want to support us, it all contributes to helping us get bigger, better, and hopefully
we've
get
got
onto
a bit
some
of a shopping list,
mega
haven't we?
We've got a shopping list,
We've got some
new
some
equipment.
Things that we want to buy to just hopefully make it sound better.
We have some potential ideas to do.
There's no money being taken out of it, personally. It's just for equipment,
fucking
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, in future, we want to create some sort of event, don't we, that people can come to. And
that's
the dream, it don't work free. It's not our podcast. It's everybody's podcast.
It's the people's podcast.
This is it, innit?
Absolutely.
So, I'm looking forward to the future. Get on Patreon.
The future's bright. The future's just chucking about.
It is just chucking about, yeah.
There's your next T-shirt.
I'll have to come up with something for that, won't I?
I'll send you that skeleton.
So, yeah, also, you get on Discord. No, don't bother. Pissed up skeleton. You get on Discord if you're a patron, and that is fucking disgustingly filthy. Great.
Yeah, it is great, that.
Only some of the channels are.
You don't have to get everything.
There's some silly things in one. There's some... kind of gross things in another, but you just stick to general.
If you want to keep it clean, stick to general and sports.
And one of the channels is the Positive Potato channel, so you can see where the Positive Potato is on tour to.
And there's the CB referency channel, as discussed on CB, and then there's the
disgusting on CB.
And then there's the Just Wow channel, which is the disgustingly sick.
We'll gloss over that. I don't like looking at that coming in.
Josh spends a lot of time in that channel. He's like the main poster.
Just trying to keep people interested, aren't I?
Yeah, you want to be interested in this you send, mate. Stop looking at your fucking phone. So we're rapping.
Yeah. I got my hand on my money.
Well, I need to go for a wee, so I'm quite happy to finish now.
Same here, can we do it together?
I meant to tell you, can we stop talking about wee on end?
JTA.
Every single one we talk about going for a wee end.
Because we've been sat here. I'm trying to squeeze my bell end so it don't fucking come out.
Do you need some help?
I don't need help.
Sure.
Yes, you nipped it on the end.
Well,
let it fill up like a fucking cannon.
When you get a bit of a semi, you don't need a wee anymore, do you?
No. It's hard to wee. It comes painful then, doesn't it?
I'm going
to
go and piss all over your ceiling.
Oh, please don't. You've already brought me door.
I know.
We'll see there.
Smash up my door in.